three ball from CG43. They're in front.
This is flat out ridiculous.
From a beautiful left hand, in and out finish, the old fashioned way.
Newell gets to the basket with one to come. From there again. You have got to be kidding me. Tyson Stiff.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the NBL Pocket Podcast, recording this on Boxing Day at about midday. It's just me, Joe, here. No Canyon to speak of. Just getting something recorded real quick because there's a long time between these pods, so we thought we'd do the right thing. So for that reason, let's jump in right now. Here's what's going on in the NBL world. Going to do this real quick. The Gorgon presser after the loss to Illawarra was very telling. I think Sydney are a top 14, but this presser had a couple of things that were really interesting. Number one was, he mentioned the needed upgrade on Sean Bruce and how they're missing that backcourt partner to take Jalen Adams off the ball. If they're going to be serious this year, they need to find an outcome to that problem. And Gorgon, as always in these presses, was forthright and eloquent. Secondly, Oliver. Here are some of the quotes around Cam Oliver from Brian Gorgon. He's called it a struggle and also D-Day incoming. I think the Kings have about 9 games left, so they can still bring in another import and get them qualified for playoffs. So that point is about to be reached. Cam Oliver's body language was pretty bad in this game. Went after Sam Frohling a couple of times, but just didn't look terribly engaged. And then the next thing was, the next thing I've got here is, if you're a believer in Sydney as I am, is the belief that once the schedule now irons out for them and they get Bull Qual's return, do things just improve and return to normalcy? And does that backcourt problem get fixed? That's the big question around the Kings going into the playoffs. Moving on. This is kind of interesting and semi-related to the NBL. Foxtel has been sold to DAZN. DAZN is this major UK sporting platform for $3.4 billion. I don't know how they came to that evaluation, but nonetheless, that's what's been paid. Looking at it from an NBL perspective, hard to tell. Foxtel's been a okay partner of the NBL. It's shown its games for a long time. I guess Foxtel still will show the games, or is Foxtel going to get rebranded as DAZN? I don't know. DAZN is a strange operator. Plenty of money behind it, but not a lot of brains. Plenty of brawn and balls, but no brains. If you've worked with DAZN in the past, sometimes there's streams and broadcasts can be patchy, irritating, but bad. I wouldn't say it's a terribly fan-centric or customer-centric business. It's got big money behind it from a billionaire by the name of Blavetnik, and of course the Saudi Arabian Public Investment Fund. Are these particularly consumer-mindful entities behind these companies? Not at all. I think it's just a feather in their cap at this point. And I think the fan experience will probably, looking at their track record, probably be poor. Again, bring it back. What does that mean for the NBL? Hard to say. Because ESPN is a huge broadcaster of the NBL, and ESPN is a direct, and from what I have experienced, quite an aggressive opponent of DAZN. So how the two now seemingly coexist, I don't know. And I think sports fans in Australia are caught in the middle of this ego battle, and we'll see how it pans out. Yeah, the one question I've got here, does either of the new owners of Foxtel give a shit about Australian sports fans and users? My answer at this stage, probably not. Another topic, the NBA ratings are down. How does it affect the NBL? Maybe it doesn't. I think it probably does. ESPN's done a good job of brandishing and branding itself as the home of hoops, and a lot of that has come from playing the NBA games and then into the NBL games. Lead-in programs are critical if you're a TV product, of which the NBL is a TV product. If the NBA ratings are down, therefore the NBL ratings should be down. But the question is, have we seen the drop in NBA ratings in Australia? I've certainly seen the US numbers drop and drop dramatically, but has it had the same effect in Australia? Haven't seen those numbers yet, haven't really inquired terribly. Yeah. The other question is, if the NBA is in trouble from a rating standpoint, I think it's still a popular product. But the NBL does so much to emulate and mimic the NBA product. Is it mimicking a bad basketball product? Hard to say. I really can't comment on the NBA either. I have not watched a single game this season. And maybe that's telling in itself as to why the NBA ratings are down. I've gone from a high consumer, maybe a game, two or three a week in my 20s, to now watching very, very few. Maybe that's the answer. Let's do this. Do we have a clear playoff picture? I think we do. And I'll say it as I see it. Top four, Melbourne, Sydney, Illawarra, Tasmania. I don't think that changes. Tasmania may be the least strong of the lot. And depending on Sydney's schedule, they may drop up and down. But I think they're the top four teams. They're the best top four contenders. Top six, I've got Perth and South East Melbourne rounding out this six. And I've got Brisbane in the category of need a bit of luck. Bateman's gone down. He was a player who played within himself but brought pretty good productivity. How do they replace him? And then the no-hopers. I've got Cairns in that category, obviously. I've got New Zealand in that category. And I've got Adelaide in that category. Probably more so than New Zealand. I just see a lot of problems in Adelaide. Their total lack of defense. We're going to move on to something else now. This is called Christmas Wishes and New Year's Resolutions. Going team by team. What do they wish for? And what do they need to continue doing? Or what do they need to stay resolute about? Let's start with the top team in the NBL, the Illawarra Hawks. Their wish? More from Darius Days. 21st in PER. Fouled out on Christmas Day. Good player, but hasn't quite found the space around Froling, I think. Working out that relationship's a Christmas wish for them going forward. Their resolution? Maintain that 12.8 E difference. The next nearest is 6.3. So they're almost double the second place E diff. They score, they defend, they certainly score, Kel and Harvey in particular, so that's their resolution. Melbourne, wish, Vickerman to get out of the way. His rotations can sometimes be strange, and here's something interesting. 10 players are over 13 minutes per game, and 0 players are over 27 minutes per game. Get out of the way. Resolutions, health, Golding in particular, he's played 16 of the 20 games played this year. Soft tissue injuries, get to that age, always a concern. Fingers crossed. Maybe that's more of a wish than a resolution, but anyway, the line's kind of blurred. Sydney, wish, hit some shots. Listen to these offensive ratings on the Sydney Kings. 8th in three-point percentage, 9th in free throw percentage, 9th in true shooting percentage, 7th in offensive rating. This is the second or third best team in the NBL on the standings, and they shoot that poorly. Crazy. Resolutions, Bruce. 100th in PER of 107 players. 88th in minutes, which is not a huge discrepancy, but a lot of minutes, or at least much more minutes, less productivity out of that time. The resolution, is it time to move on from Oliver? Mentioned at the top of the program, 7 games to qualify, Sydney have 10 left. So plenty of time to make that decision, but you got really a game or two to make that decision. I don't think he's a good mix, but the thing is, what is their surrogate GEM going to tell Chris Pongrass to do? What is Moldovan of Lighthouse Sports going to tell that team what to do? He kind of runs it down there. Tasmania, wish. They're second last in pace. They're boring. That's my wish. Okay, up it up a bit. Okay, Tasmania, you've always played a boring style. And without Jack McVale, it's gotten even more boring. Resolution, I say all that. I actually haven't watched this team a heck of a lot, I realize, so I'm not going to give one. You guys can fill in the blanks. Brisbane, wish. Prather to continue and maintain second best offensive rating. Or was it PER? One of the two. Prather to continue. He's had a huge resurgence and it's been fun to watch. Resolution, replace Bateman swiftly and expertly as a have-not franchise. It's going to be really interesting to see who they replace him with. Brisbane don't have a lot in the kitty. They don't have a lot of money in the piggy bank. What can they do to replace someone like Bateman who played with himself but gave him productivity? That'll be a real storyline going forward. Perth, wish. Really is the coach. So we all, you know, a lot of Wildcat fans look at it and go, oh, we need some defense. It's just not in the DNA of your coach. So let's lean into what you have. For that reason, up the pace even more. They're first in pace at 81.2, something like that. Up it. Let's get the Wildcats to be the number one by pace by a long way. And if you minimize defensive possessions like that, that's a form of defense, I suppose. Resolutions, do enough to keep Cotton. If Cotton leaves the Wildcats, nay, if Cotton leaves the NBL, this league loses a lot of polish. Can't deny it. Southeast Melbourne, wish. Sobey to stay in check. Sobey is 94th of 107 players in effective field goal percentage. That's really low for a big minutes getter. And then the other wish is sort of a semi-wish is Derek Walton Jr., DWJ, to continue his improvement and take over that mantle from Sobey. Resolution, keep Mike Kelly as far away from the playing group as possible. Adelaide, wish, just release Harrell. He's not happy. Okay, and maybe that was a resolution and this is the wish, but play some fucking defense. God, third worst in defensive rating. That's by the stats, by the eye. They just look like the worst defensive team ever. Just don't even try. Is it time, and this is a bit of a breakaway on Adelaide because they are a very interesting team this year. Is it time to cut bait on this team and cut Carroll and take the buyout money from Europe and just gut this thing and maybe even Kendrick Davis look elsewhere in the offseason? I actually quite like him as a player, so I'd probably build around him. But nonetheless, is it time to cut bait? They're 1-6 on the road. Other than Cairns, that is the worst road record in the NBL. This team has got no guts, no gumption, plenty of talk. I mean, Harrell, you just can't stop him from talking, but doesn't really show it on the road. They have no gumption. Looking at their schedule, they play the rest of the way. They play Perth 3 times, Sydney twice, Melbourne once. They're all losses. Tasmania once, that's probably a loss. Illawarra, that's a loss. And then they play New Zealand, Brisbane, Southeast Melbourne and Cairns, but both the Southeast Melbourne and Cairns are on the road. I just think you cut bait. I think this team's dead in the water. New Zealand, wish. Parker Jackson Cartwright, the wish is Parker Jackson Cartwright, PJC, doesn't get suspended for the rest of the year. I can't believe what we saw with the pushing of the ref, or Aylin hits the deck, pushes another. That was as bad a hands-on refs situation I've seen since Malice in the Palace. Normally, players, I've seen YouTube videos that are funny where players come over to argue a point with the ref and tap them on the shoulder and they get a tech and tossed. It was unbelievable what he was allowed to do. I think every player probably felt very jealous. Aylin went down like a sack of potatoes. Now, maybe there's a reverse angle where he didn't touch him as much because Aylin made every excuse for Parker Jackson Cartwright in the book, but it looked real bad on TV. I'll tell you that much. Even the follow-up was bad enough. When the ref is kind of in there separating him and he gives him a good shove, that was ejection worthy. And he did it twice. Crazy. Resolution. This one's for Matt Walsh. No more chasing funky NBA names mid-season. We've had the Carmelo Anthony rumors ages ago. Taco Fall most recently. Glenn Rice Jr. All these funky NBA names seem to make their way onto New Zealand's roster mid-season. The only good one was Lamb. He was a star. Had he not got injured and stayed in the NBL, he could have been an absolute star. Moving on. Cairns, the wish. They're 13-14. But Taron Armstrong is contracted through 24-25. Did someone say NBA buyout money? Get that money. Get that guy drafted. Just stack the deck. Do the giddy play in Adelaide. Just cut your imports, clear the deck, let him stat, get that buyout money. Resolution, be either shit or broke, not both. Right now, they're definitely SHIT. The question is, can you make a bit of money? Final thoughts here. And these are some really random final thoughts as we round this out. Corey Homicide-Williams kind of had his, I don't know what anniversary it was, but he was in the news recently and, you know, he's been sorely missed this season and was a, you know, really good guy. A reminder, bowel checks, bowel screenings, get them done. But, you know, Corey's legacy lives on. Remember that when everyone was calling him Carey? Because his real name is Carey Williams, not Corey. Well, Larry's real name is Valerie. That's probably pronounced something different, but it's spelt Valerie. V-A-L-A-R-I-E. But Larry is what he preferred, but it's Valerie. I think people could have a lot of fun with that in that sort of really dumb humor high school way. Vote for fan MVP. Go to nbl.com.au and vote for that fan MVP. I think I voted for Trey Kell, Prather, and Derek Walton Jr. Become a patron. You don't get your money's worth. I'm not going to lie, but it would be a really nice charity and we'd appreciate it. Next ep is going to be very interesting on the pod. We're going to be breaking down the Christmas Day game numbers. We've had a number of these Christmas Day games, Sydney and Illawarra involved in, I think, all of them. Did the numbers go up, down? The 8:30 start time, it was quite peculiar. We're going to look at the NBL as a TV product in the next episode. God knows when it'll be, though. Follow us on Twitter at NBL Pocket Pod and the Discord. Jump in there and you can have all kinds of fun. I'm more active on Twitter. Canyon's more active on Discord. You can find the link in the description and have all kinds of fun there with the best part of, I think, 50 people are in that Discord. So if you're an NBL person and you're starved for conversation on the NBL, that's your spot. Brought this in under 15 minutes. Merry Christmas, everyone. Happy New Year if we don't speak before then. Take it easy.